Idaho Commission for Libraries, Connections, Talking Books Service News, Volume 11, Number 1, Winter 2020. Please read this newsletter as soon as you receive it. When you are finished reading your newsletter, return it to the library so the next person may receive it. Idaho TBS Consultant to Retire. The Idaho Talking Books Service, TBS, Regional Librarian, Sue Walker, will retire in March 2020. Sue has led the TBS team since 2001. During that time, the entire TBS landscape has changed, most predominantly regarding technology. From records and cassettes to cartridges and digital downloads, the audiobook formats have come a long way in the 21st century. But one thing that has not changed is the commitment the TBS staff show their patrons. Whether it is talking to potential TBS users at an outreach event or helping a patron find a new author whom they will love, the TBS staff enjoy spreading the word about the Idaho Talking Books Service and ensuring that it not only meets but exceeds the expectations of the users and their caregivers. Sue said, "I know the high praise we receive from TBS users is because of the hard work and dedication of all the staff. I have enjoyed the opportunity to work with staff from other agencies and organizations that provide service to our TBS users, such as those from the Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired and the School for the Deaf and the Blind. It really is a team effort. I will miss our staff and TBS users, but not that early morning alarm clock." Now available. Any book, any time. The Idaho Talking Books Service, TBS, staff is excited to announce that Scribe, our latest service upgrade, is now available. Scribe allows for the creation of customized book cartridges with multiple books on one cartridge. The titles are selected based on the user's requests and preferences. No more waiting for popular titles or for the next book in a series. Everything is available when requested. Cartridges are sent to users in the same mailing containers and returned the same way. There will just be fewer to keep track of. These cartridges will play on your current player. No need to get a different player. The main differences between the old and new cartridges will be the amount of time you can keep the cartridge, 6 months instead of the current 4 weeks, and the way that you will listen to multiple titles on the new Scribe cartridge. There are two ways to move between the books on your cartridge. Number one, the first method lets you listen to each book on the cartridge in order. If you want to skip a book, just fast forward through that book and go on to the next book. Here's how this method works. A. After inserting the cartridge, the player will announce the number of books on the cartridge and will then begin to play the first book. B. At the end of each book, you will hear the announcement, "Press play/stop to go to next book." Follow these instructions. The player will immediately go to the next book and begin playing it. Number two, the second method, called the bookshelf method, lets you move directly to any book on the cartridge. Here's how the bookshelf method works. A. After inserting the cartridge, the player will announce the number of books on the cartridge and will then begin to play the first book. B. To move to a different book on the cartridge, press play/stop to stop the first book from playing. Then, go into bookshelf mode by pressing and holding the play/stop button until you hear the word bookshelf. At that point, release the play/stop button. C. Then, tap the right arrow forward button to move to the next book on the cartridge. The player will give a single beep and then announce 2 plus the title of the second book on the cartridge. You can continue using the forward button to navigate to the next book. When you arrive at the last book on the cartridge, you will hear a double beep. D. You can also use the left arrow rewind button to move to previous books on the cartridge. When you arrive at the first book on the cartridge, you will hear a double beep. E. Once you arrive at the book you wish to listen to, press the play/stop button once to end bookshelf mode and start listening to the book. Note: the player will remember your current position in each book, even if you move to other books. So you can read part of one book, then read part of another book, and then come back and continue with the first book, if you like. F. When you are done with the cartridge, return it to the mailing container, turn over the mailing card, and place in your mailbox. There is no need to rewind the cartridge. The 2020 census is counting on you. The U.S. Constitution requires that every 10 years, a census be completed to determine the number of residents in each state and the nation. 2020 is a census year, and it is important that each person participate. Census results play a big part in determining how the federal government, states, and localities allocate hundreds of billions of dollars each year. Historically, certain groups of people have been undercounted in the census: blind, visually impaired, and others unable to read regular print compose one of these groups because the census has been distributed in paper format. On March 12, 2020, the Census Bureau will mail households an invitation to complete the census. This year, for the first time, households will have 3 ways to respond: online, by calling a toll-free number, or by mail. The census questionnaire won't be available in large print or braille, but blind, visually impaired, or print disabled folks can participate online or by phone. The census questionnaire can be completed in just a few minutes. Instructions for completing it are available in large print format in many different languages. Contact the Talking Books Service if you would like to receive large print instructions or in a language other than English. In mid-April, census workers will begin visiting homes that have not responded in order to collect information in person. These workers will have identification to demonstrate that their reason for coming to your home is a valid one. Call 1-800-923-8282 for more information about the census, or to confirm a caller is contacting you from the Census Bureau. Take a few minutes to complete the 2020 census and ensure that you and your family are counted. Idaho Talking Books, from our recording studio. To order any of the books from this newsletter, write your name and address on the enclosed, addressed TBS order form and mark on the lines next to the titles you want. Postage is not required. These titles are also available for download from Bard. To register for Bard, call the Talking Books Service at 1 800 858-3271 or visit nlsbard.loc.gov. Most popular books checked out in 2019. Fiction. The Brothers O'Brien, Adult Fiction. Author, William W. Johnstone. Read by Jack Fox. Former CSA Colonel Seamus O'Brien ventures into New Mexico, bringing his sons to help run the ranch. Together, the brothers defend their homestead and administer frontier justice when necessary. Includes the first three books in the series, The Brothers O'Brien, Shadow of the Hangman, and Last Man Standing. DB 09-2022, 2012, 21 hours, 45 minutes. The Cast, Adult Fiction. Author, Danielle Steele. Read by Jim Frangione. Successful magazine columnist Kate Whittier's chance encounter with TV producer Zach Winter prompts her to create a pilot for a TV series based on her grandmother's life. When Zach decides to produce the series, Kate is thrown into the colorful world of Hollywood. Commercial audiobook. DB 09-1197, 2018, 7 hours, 42 minutes. The Reckoning, Adult Fiction. Author, John Grisham. Read by Michael Beck. Pete Banning was Clanton, Mississippi's favorite son, World War II hero, patriarch of a prominent family, farmer, and Methodist church member. Then, one cool October morning, he rose early, drove into town, walked into the church, and calmly shot and killed his pastor and friend, the Reverend Dexter Bell. Some Violence and Descriptions of Sex. Commercial audiobook. DB 09-2511, 2018, 17 hours, 38 minutes. Texas Ranger, Adult Fiction. Author, James Patterson. Read by Christopher Ryan Grant. Rory Yates has risen from local highway patrolman to Texas Ranger, but he is named as a suspect in the murder of his ex-wife, Anne. Yates fights to find the real killer, vowing to never surrender. Strong language, violence, and some descriptions of sex. Commercial audiobook. Bestseller. DB 09-2241, 2018, 7 hours, 11 minutes. Louis L'Amour's Lost Treasures, Adult Fiction. Author, Louis L'Amour. Read by Doug Tisdale, Jr. A collection of unpublished works by the late Western writer. The author's son, Beau L'Amour, uses his father's handwritten notes, journal entries, and correspondence to provide biographical context and speculation about potential endings. Includes both Western stories and more classic adventure stories set in a variety of times and places. Some Violence. DB 08-9890, 2017, 15 hours, 7 minutes. Nonfiction. Ghost Towns of Idaho, The Search for El Dorado, Adult Nonfiction. Author, Bruce A. Raich. Read by Debbie Queen. Join Bruce Raich as he hunts for ghost towns across Idaho. The book combines descriptions and histories of ghost towns, along with adventure and travel stories from the author. DBC 00913, 2008, 5 hours, 18 minutes. Is Idaho in Iowa? The Dumbfounding Confusion. Adult Nonfiction. Author, Tim Woodward. Read by Edith Bond. Why a book about Iowa, Idaho? With respects to people who climb mountains, because it's there. Mix-ups between these two states are so common as to be almost unbelievable, which is why it seemed reasonable to document some of the confusion and get it between covers. Believe it, it's real. DBC 07406, 1992, 1 hour, 57 minutes. Atomic America. How a deadly explosion and a feared admiral changed the course of nuclear history. Adult Nonfiction. Author, Todd Tucker. Read by Lana Thurston. On January 3, 1961, nuclear reactor SL-1 exploded in rural Idaho, spreading radioactive contamination over thousands of acres and killing 3 men. The Army blamed human error and a sordid love triangle. Though overshadowed by Three Mile Island, SL-1 remains the only fatal nuclear reactor incident in American history. DBC 00810, 2010, 9 hours. For assistance or to comment about the Idaho Talking Books Service, please call 1-800-458-3271, weekdays from 8 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. Mountain Time. For a podcast, PDF, or to subscribe to this newsletter via email, visit https://libraries.idaho.gov/TBS. To download this newsletter via the online catalog, search Connections, Idaho Talking Books Service News. In honor of Valentine's Day, some books we hope you'll love. The Giver of Stars, DB 096907. Spring Forward, DB 093587. Sunday Kind of Love, DB 085202. Valentine's Day Fun Facts. According to Hallmark, in the U.S., 144 million greeting cards are exchanged every year for Valentine's Day. In 1847, Boston pharmacist Oliver Chase invented a machine that simplified the production process for medical lozenges, which resulted in the first candy-making machine. Chase shifted his focus to candy production with Necco wafers, which 15 years later got their iconic heart shape and messages. Source, Woman's Day. Here are some books we hope you'll love. The Giver of Stars, Adult Fiction. Author, Jojo Moyes. Read by Julia Whalen. 1937. Alice Van Cleve is still trying to adjust to married life and living in Kentucky after being raised in England. when offered the chance to join a group of women to deliver Eleanor Roosevelt's new traveling library, Alice jumps at it. But dangers await. Unrated, commercial audiobook, 2019, 13 hours, 54 minutes. Spring Forward, adult fiction, author Katherine Anderson, read by Kate Turnbull. Crystal Malloy owns the beauty salon in Mystic Creek, Oregon. She meets single father, Tanner Richards, when he smuggles contraband into her grandfather's assisted living home. They become friends, but neither thinks they are ready for love. Unrated, commercial audiobook, 2018, 13 hours, 56 minutes. Sunday Kind of Love, adult fiction, author Dorothy Gerlach, read by Witty Turner. Indiana, 1956. Gwen Foster's parents love the boyfriend she brings home. But Gwen is appalled when he announces their engagement without asking her and sweeps aside her dream of becoming a writer. Gwen befriends local woodworker Hank Ellis, but he has problems of his own. Commercial audiobook, 2016, 9 hours. Recent donations to the Idaho Talking Book Service through mid-January 2020. General donations: Lucy Bean, Mrs. Merle V. Brown, Melody Burford, Marilyn Carmen, Gary and Cheryl Ann Case, Juanetta Cook, Patricia Curtis, Catherine Fitch, Dorothy Gilbert, Teresa Gross, Darlo Hansen, Rosemary Kunkel, John Llewellyn, Marlene Martins, Kay Miley, Margaret Mortensen, Betty Jo Olson, F.B. and Verla Peter, James Sutterfield, Nancy Sims, Agnes Wolf, Pearl and Stephanie Zilk, Clara Zanicki. Memorial donation: Lewis and Lorraine Whitesides, in memory of Muriel Schuss. Donations are fully tax deductible as allowed by law. Make checks payable to the Idaho Commission for Libraries and mail to Idaho Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Credit card donations may be made online from the Idaho Commission for Libraries website, https://libraries.idaho.gov/donations/, or from the homepage, click on the Support Your Library button. Our sincere thanks to all who give so generously. Rebecca McKay is a new customer service representative, CSR, on the Idaho TBS staff. Along with the other CSRs, Rebecca assists patrons in finding authors, titles, and/or genres they want. Plus, she can make suggestions based on the patron's past preferences. Reader's advisory and helping patrons are two of the services that Rebecca particularly enjoys being able to provide TBS patrons. Prior to joining the Idaho TBS, Rebecca conducted some of the same work at Boise Public Library in downtown Boise. She was happy to continue working in the downtown area. TBS patrons whose last names begin with the letters E through J will be assisted by Rebecca when they call the TBS office. Bard updates. Enhanced security for Bard accounts. The National Library Services, NLS, automatically marks any Braille and audio reading download Bard account not used in the last 6 months as inactive, which will prevent access to the account. If locked out of your account, contact the Idaho Talking Book Service at 1-800-458-3271 and staff will reactivate it. A temporary password will be sent to the email address on file for the account. The password must be updated within 24 hours. Remember to log into your Bard account or open the Bard mobile app at least once every 6 months to keep the account active. Bard Express Update. The NLS has released a new version of Bard Express, version 1.2.4.72. The update contains no new user features, but uses enhanced technology to increase security for the national collection. The next time Bard Express is run, you will receive a message asking if you would like to install the new version or wait until later. When you choose to download the updated software, you will be guided through the upgrade process. Bard Express is perfect for those who want to quickly and easily search Bard. Download selected materials onto a Windows-based computer and transfer the materials to an NLS cartridge. TBS staff can provide a cartridge and cable to Bard Express users. Call the Idaho TBS at 1-800-458-3271 for assistance. Bard Express can be installed on any Windows computer by users registered for Bard. At the Bard main page, go to the Additional Links heading and select Bard Express. This project was made possible in part by the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Customer Service Representatives, CSRs, are available to assist TBS patrons Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. Mountain Time, except State of Idaho holidays, 2 staff training days per year, and from 1:30 to 3 p.m. Mountain Time on Thursdays, when the CSRs are in a meeting. Calls during that time on Thursdays will be delivered to voicemail. Visitors to the TBS office in Boise cannot be assisted during that time either. 208-334-2150. 800-458-3271. Days in 2020 that the Idaho TBS office will be closed. Monday, February 17th, President's Day. Monday, May 25th, Memorial Day. Friday, July 3rd, Independence Day. Monday, September 7th, Labor Day. Monday, October 12th, Columbus Day. Wednesday, November 11th, Veterans Day. Thursday, November 26th, Thanksgiving. Friday, December 25th, Christmas. End of Idaho Commission for Libraries Connections, Talking Book Service News, Volume 11, Number 1, Winter, 2020. Recorded in the studios of the Idaho Commission for Libraries Talking Book Service, January 2020. Read by Sue Vapp. Monitored by Lana Thurston. Reviewed by Sue Vapp. Further reproduction or distribution in other than a specialized format is prohibited. Please return this newsletter to the library so the next person may receive it. Thank you.